This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
If you haven't made up your mind yet, you still have a few days to do so. The federal crop insurance deadline is March 15th, and crop agency manager for Country Financial, Doug Yoder, says the main focus with insurance this year has been low commodity prices. Doug has been busy with crop insurance meetings across the state for the last couple of months, and his advice to farmers is to not lower your coverage.
The main focus on crop insurance this year has to do with our low grain prices and how that impacts their coverage. Obviously, our guarantees with crop insurance are tied to those grain markets, and with the lower prices, that really significantly lowers the amount of coverage, dollars per acre, that farmers can protect themselves. So their coverages, their guarantees are down significantly, but their costs are still up. Their input costs are still very high. So one of the main concerns of mine this year was not wanting to see crop insurance users lower their coverage, trying to save money. And obviously in a year like this where you have low grain prices but high input costs, you need to find ways to save money, to cut costs. I just don't want to see that in the crop insurance selection because I'm afraid they're going to need all the protection, all the coverage they can get this year.
So it sounds like your piece of advice would be to not lower the coverage if that's at all possible.
That's exactly right. And some, you know, obviously that's an individual decision, and you know, maybe some individual advice would vary from person to person, you know, when you sit down and look at their specific information. But overall, I really don't like seeing farmers lower their coverage in an environment like this. In fact, I think this is the riskiest environment we've had in quite some time when you compare what our the grain values, their lower revenues and lower coverages compared to their high cost. They're sinking a lot of money in that ground when they plant corn and beans this year. And with the grain prices down so much, I think they're going to need all the protection they can get.
Were there any common questions or concerns? I know low commodity prices, but that were reoccurring at the meetings that farmers mentioned?
I would say that was the biggest interest. Should I do with my coverage this year given the new environment we're in? I would say that was number one. Number two is some follow-up questions to some of those new features that I mentioned. I think a lot of farmers heard about them last year. Maybe they didn't quite investigate them completely, so there were some follow-up questions with that as well. And then really, I'll be honest, there was a lot of concern all winter about the state of the crop insurance industry itself. Last year, in calendar year 15 alone, we had four or five significant large companies decide to exit the crop insurance business. And these are, you know, financially stable, well-heeled firms that just simply made a business decision. They no longer wanted to participate in the crop insurance program. It was too risky. So a lot of concerns from our farmers and landowners, you know, what's going on, why are these companies getting out of crop insurance, and what's that mean for the other companies still in it? Because to tell you the truth, there's not that many companies that sell crop insurance. I believe we're now down to probably in the teens, like 15, 16, somewhere in there.
Well, other than the reminder that the deadline is March 15th, is there anything else that you would like to share with us?
I'd encourage the producers to talk to their agents in depth about their coverage this year to make sure that they are getting the proper amount of coverage and not just assuming they want to lower it to save premium. I think that needs some much in-depth discussion before they necessarily would do that. And then the other thing, I would encourage them to discuss with their agents yield exclusion. That's one of those new features that was available to crop insurance users a year ago. Just want to make sure they're aware of that. It potentially allows them to kick extremely bad yields out of their historical database of yield. So if they're able to do that, then that would increase their APH or their actual production history, thus increasing their overall guarantee as well. So just review the new changes and definitely review the prices this year and see what impact that has on your coverage per acre to make sure they're getting enough.
Crop Agency Manager for Country Financial, Doug Yoder. In other news, CHS is still working on raising funds for their Harvest for Hunger campaign and have a couple fun-filled events coming up. Marketing and communications specialist Aaron Williams says there are still tickets available.
Well, the Harvest for Hunger campaign is an annual campaign that CHS does that benefits local food pantries. And we kicked off on March 1st. We had our shipment annual meeting last night, and we raffled off a handgun and sold tickets to our event coming up this Saturday. We're hosting a dueling pianos event at the Edwardsville American Legion beginning at 7 p.m., and all proceeds will benefit local food pantries.
And besides the event coming up this Saturday, I know something new this year. You guys reached out and were working with local FFA chapters as well.
Yes, we have partnered with the FFA chapters in Section 15. So some of these local FFA chapters have hosted a pork chop cookout or stood in front of a grocery store on a Saturday morning and just spread the word to involve our community in this effort.
Have you had a lot of funds raised so far? Are you near your goal or still working on it?
We are still hard at work. Like I said, we have our Dueling Pianos event this weekend. And then the following weekend, on March 19th, we will be hosting our second annual cornhole tournament at Dewdrop this year.
And for the event this weekend, we'll start with the March 12th, the Dueling Pianos. I'm assuming tickets are still available for that.
Yes, tickets are still available. People can buy them at the door. They're $20 for an individual ticket, or for a little bit of a discount, you can buy a table of eight for $150. It's going to be a great time. There's not a lot of events like this in this area. There's never a dull moment when you're at a Dueling Pianos event, and we're going to have some great raffles. An Ozzie Smith baseball donated by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. A bicycle donated by the Cyclery in Edwardsville. So some really great stuff that you could go home with.
And also coming up then on the 19th, which would be the following weekend, tell us a little about signing up for that event.
The second annual cornhole tournament, yes, March 19th. It doesn't require a sign-up. Just show up day of. We're going to get things started about 1 o'clock in the afternoon at Dewdrop. So bring a partner. If you don't have a partner, that's okay. Jersey County Cornhole Association is going to help us run the show. So this is going to be a professionally run cornhole tournament.
Well, these both sound like great events for people to get involved in. Anything else you'd like to share with us about the Harvest for Hunger campaign or CHS?
Just if you're interested in supporting our campaign, or if you have any questions about CHS or Harvest for Hunger, please don't hesitate to call any of our CHS locations.
Marketing and Communications Specialist for CHS, Aaron Williams. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.